keep in line, everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for April 12th, 2022. This is episode number 10. Well, hello, my queen.
Hello, my love. Episode 10?
Yes.
We're in double digits.
You know, now we're a podcast.
We are.
If you make it to 10 episodes, then you are officially a podcast and you have less chance of pod fading.
Is that true?
You're asking the pod father. Of course that's true.
I guess I am officially a podcaster.
Did you just drink from your wine?
Oh, no, I did not. No.
I thought I saw you drink during the intro song.
I had a sip of water to lubricate my pipes.
Okay. Shall we cheers?
Yes. What are we drinking?
No, let's taste it first. Okay. Screw that. Because then we don't want to embarrass anybody if we hate it.
Right. Cheers.
I think this is the 10th episode you've gone,
It's pretty good.
It's soft. Mm-hmm. It has an interesting little, Well, let me tell you first what it is and then how we acquired this.
Yeah.
This is a Texas wine. It's from the William Chris Vineyards, 2020. This is the artist blend.
Oh, because we're artists.
No, the artist in this case is Bella Zaleski. I think Bella did the...
The butterfly.
The butterfly on the front. And it's called the Vin Monarch.
Oh.
And this, of course, is a monarch butterfly
sure.
Which is... And as you can see, see that little gold cross there?
Uh-huh, yep.
Illuminati shit right there. That's to trigger your MK...
That's not a third eye.
This is... The monarch butterfly is well known to trigger MK Ultra.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
This is a blend of 35% Syrah, 30% Mourvèdre, 33% Grenache, 2% Tannat, and 1% Love.
Oh.
I made that up.
And where did we get this bottle of wine?
We got this bottle of wine. This was very, very nice. This was left in front of our door here at the house in Fred.
The wine fairy came?
The wine fairy came with the... Did you bring the chips in?
I did not. I didn't think we'd want to eat chips in the...
In the studio?
On the show. Crunch.
Dude, I'm smoking weed. I'm popping edibles.
Eating chips.
This is Greg. Greg, I call him Greg the Welder. Greg Davies.
Davis. And his wife.
What did I say?
Davies.
I meant Davis.
And his wife, Leah.
And his wife, Leah. And now we know Greg, and y'all know Greg, because he is... is the blacksmith who was, I just call him a welder blacksmith. I'm sure that's not what he is. But he is a damn good welder. So he's doing a railing for us for here in the house. So the people who come, we have had people who look like they might fall off our stairs at night when they go to bed. And
it's not up to code.
And as we know, that's a lot of forms to fill out. So, so let's get a railing. So it's custom, which is going to be really beautiful. And of course, he made the fireplace. Screen.
But Greg is...
he's the guy who grinds up donkeys to feed his dogs. No,
he was looking for the donkey for his dogs.
Believe me, I'm sure he's done it by now.
Yeah.
but he heard this, because I called him and said, hey, we're back. He said, how was your vacation? I said, not so good.
We'll get into.
And he felt so bad about it that they said, I was thinking of you guys. He texted me a message. He said, are you doing the show this week? So yeah, we're doing it tomorrow night. So, okay, cool. Because, people around here listen. This is...
Yeah.
The more you talk about them, the more they listen.
Yeah.
That's my trick.
Yeah. I hit somebody in the mouth today.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. Who? Yeah, the woman who was in the store that I was talking to.
Do you remember her name?
Her name is Christy. Yeah, Christy Bowling.
You got a name check, man.
Yeah.
You got a name check.
Christy, hope you're listening. It was so nice to meet you
today. I'm sure she is. we know you're out there listening. Even Johanna, my hairdresser, listens.
Yeah, Adam got his hair cut again today.
I did.
Yeah, looks good.
Yeah, the color's good, isn't it?
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
What would you classify this as?
Blonde.
No, really?
Yeah,
really
blonde with a little bit of gray. So
yeah,
it looks good.
It should have its own color name. No,
I'd have to think about it.
No, I think it has. It's like silver fox.
It's
a little.
Like blonde.
I think we should name it blonde. There's an idea. Shut up, Curry. So that was just real. And so he said, I just want to cheer you guys up. I felt really bad for y'all.
Yeah, that was really, I was really surprised. We opened the door and there was a package there and it was just so kind.
I came back from walking Phoebe. I didn't understand. Like, wait a minute. I walked throughout the whole neighborhood. I didn't see any cars. So mm-hmm. We must have come around back and then walked around the front and left it in the front or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, mm-hmm. Greg, this is a great wine.
Yeah, really, thank you, Greg.
Cheers me again, baby.
Yeah, and he also gave it there to us go. For our anniversary, which is next month.
Yeah.
But we're drinking it today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we're going to try to celebrate our anniversary with much happiness in South Carolina.
No. Anniversary is going to be celebrated here, back home.
Well, aren't we doing it's like an anniversary trip to South Carolina?
Yeah, well, it's really for a no-agenda meetup, but we're...
All I remember is this was going to be romantic. We were staying an extra day.
To tour Charleston. But remember the last show?
I know. I mean, I know that I have something to do okay. here at home. No, you don't have to tell me. I know I'm screwed on
Adam's
that.
Adam's really good about that.
It's hard to get staff these days. I'll tell you that.
Oh, gosh. Shall we get into the big debacle of our vacation?
Yeah. And I want to preface this up front. This is just our experience and what we witnessed. But, of course, it'll come across as complaining. And we're so incredibly blessed. And it's not Adam and Tina, married 8 years. We got 5 kids. You know, we've saved all year to go to some crappy ass vacation, and we're standing in the airport for hours, and the kids are acting like shits, and the TSA is no good, and then your flight gets canceled. That's a disaster.
Yeah,
our disaster was a disaster, but we're still blessed.
Well, exactly, and I feel silly complaining about it, but at the same time, after planning it for a couple months,
no, you're mad as hell,
and to have it canceled at the last minute was just
all right. Jump in,
disheartening.
Tell us. Let's share with everybody.
Okay.
Let me set the stage. Once a year, I take 2 shows off.
Right.
Which is a big deal because then I can actually unplug and then, you know, the world can just pass me by and it doesn't matter what happens and we can just be together and be present and be drunk by the pool and drunk on the beach.
It's just relaxing. We just, and just kind of just shutting everything off and just relaxing and reading books and just enjoying being with each other.
And I was certainly ready.
Yeah.
Because, it's been a year.
Yeah.
Like, you know, now all this COVID crap and then, you know, the war. Woo, the war.
Well, and to think about all the time that went into planning, you know, selecting the place, securing the flight, securing the hotel, making the reservations.
Outfits.
Packing.
Outfits.
Oh, my gosh.
Outfits.
Packing is a pain
suits,
in the butt.
Outfits. Testing. This is not good. This is the one I want. This I understand that, and you know I love it. I'm like, what did you get? Do a fashion show. Let me see what you have.
I know you did not
fashion show everything.
No, I wanted it to be a surprise.
Really?
Yeah, some things. Yeah, you didn't know what I had up my sleeve.
Well, well, the green dress had no sleeve, so I saw.
Oh,
that
we'll have
one.
To talk about that too.
Yeah, we'll get to the green dress.
Anyway, okay, so we had a flight on Friday morning, and I picked up my sister on Thursday. So Friday morning, we're getting up in the middle of the night.
Wait, Thursday I did the show. Then I did another show.
Yes.
Then I got everything all done. I was in bed by 11.
Yeah, we woke up at 2.
2.
Because we had a car coming to pick us up at 3 because our flight was at 5:30.
From San Antonio.
And Adam, we're ready. We got our bags packed. We're just waiting for the car. And we both get up to go to the back of the kitchen because we can see a car pulling in the driveway. And 5 minutes before the car pulls up, Adam gets a text that American Airlines canceled our flight.
Yeah, the flight from San Antonio to Miami.
Miami. And so as soon as he said, oh, no, the guy pulled up. So Adam had to go out and tell him our flight's been canceled. They're going to try and rebook us. We'll let you know. And so he ended up going. I went back to bed and Adam got on the phone with American Express Travel.
Yeah, until 6, and it was a real nightmare because, first of all, we had kind of said, all right, it's okay, they've rebooked us tomorrow from San Antonio to North Carolina, then North Carolina to Aruba. That, okay, so we can deal with, you know, do we have anything planned? Like, because you had massages planned and dinner and dinner on the beach
and
hashish tasting and all these different, wasn't that a menu?
No.
That was a menu item I saw. Well, it's Aruba, so.
Yeah. So, I went back to bed.
But wait, because there's so much more fun stuff. While you were in bed, I finally get through to American Express Travel, and we booked it through them. We did away with all our credit card, mm-hmm. yeah, any other bullshit. We have American Express for the points for the travel.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
It was specifically for that. And so, and this was booked through American Express. So I finally get them on the phone. They're like, oh, this is horrible. We'll take care of this. But their system was down. So she said, I can't do anything until the system comes back. I'm sorry, we have to call back in a couple hours. But meanwhile, American Airlines is telling me, hey, do you want to rebook? You want to rebook? So I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to rebook.
Because we were like, we want
to
go.
So I hit it. Then when I finally speak to American Express later, they called me back. They said, yo, here's the problem. Because you accepted their rebook, now they have control of the booking and we don't.
Mm.
Like, okay, fine. It's okay. I think our seats weren't the great seats we had, et cetera. Because this was, when I book travel, I really work on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to get the right seats and see if we can get a little more room. So then we go back to bed at like 10. We go to bed at 10.
Oh, the following night?
Yeah.
Yeah. To get back up again at 2 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we get back up at 2 a.m. We are ready to go. The car comes. We're in the car. We're on our way. We're 15 minutes in. Adam gets another text message.
Yes.
Your flight from North Carolina to Aruba has been canceled. So they can get us to North Carolina, but they can't get us to Aruba until Monday.
Well, they had good news. They said, we've rebooked you.
For Monday.
For Monday. So you can hang out in North Carolina.
It was Monday, yes.
Yes, you can hang out in North Carolina for 2 days.
We're like, no.
So now we're defeated.
I'm just like,
now
we're
like,
forget it.
This
we're
is not
going
to happen. So back, you right away, you're like, I'm going to bed. You got this. Boom, you're done. And I got it. And I understand. So I hop on the phone with American Express. They start taking care of stuff to cancel the hotel and all this stuff. And then we said, let's just sleep on it. And we get up the next morning. And then what did we decide? Let's just go somewhere.
We were looking at Florida because we wanted to go to the beach. And I was thinking originally going to the west side of Florida, Naples or Marco Island, but there wasn't a direct flight. And we were concerned that we were going to run into the same problem, that one of the connections would be canceled.
And I need to point out at this point that through my own aviation experience, as well as producers in the No Agenda audience who are pilots and aviation workers, I know that there's an extreme shortage of pilots. And every pilot, according to the FAA, can have 100 hours of flying time per month in the United States, or wherever, 100 hours of flying time. So near the end of the month, when these hours start to, you know, run out, then there's just not enough pilots to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
And what the airlines have been doing is lying. They're saying, you know, computer glitch, weather,
right,
you know,
clear
crew.
Skies.
Staffing, you know, they'll say it was some staffing issues, but it's always weather, computer glitch, you know, it's a lie. They know exactly what's going on, and they just try to get away with it, and they don't. And in fact, JetBlue, I think, now has just said, okay, we're just going to do 25% less flights this summer because we're not going to be able to fulfill them because it's severe. And this is a whole other story I won't get into, but pilots have been treated like shit since 2008, and there's a shortage of them, and you know, Pete Buttigieg is more worried about LGBTQ issues instead of, you know, getting more pilots in.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a mess.
And so you do not want to fly at the end of the month, which is why we flew the first of the month.
Which didn't make a difference.
It spilled over. It's still ongoing. The whole point was my planning was to get away before this really got bad. And we landed right in the middle of it.
Yep.
So we say, let's go to Fort Lauderdale and let's book with the same Marriott property that we were going to stay in Aruba. Which is upscale. It's, you know, it's Marriott.
Yeah,
still
it
Marriott.
It was pegged as luxury, but
yes. 5 stars. Now we're at Friday, I think. No, not Friday.
No, it's Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. And so we already had this. The direct flight we could get was from Austin. So that would mean an hour and a half drive. So we'd say, let's go the night before, stay at the Austin Airport Hilton. This is the shit we went through.
Can't
believe
this? Actually, it was Monday.
It was
Monday. We didn't fly out until Monday.
Told you it was Monday.
Yeah, so we would have been in Aruba 3 days already.
Yeah. So we drive that afternoon, go to the airport. Actually, we had some nice sushi in the city, which was kind of interesting because we went to our old Bar Chi, where we used to live downtown.
Second date. That's where our second date was.
That's right.
Where Adam made his move.
where you I made my move on the first date. What are you talking about? That was where my move was.
Oh.
The second date, you went home. Don't you remember?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Third date, there was no escaping.
Move along.
Really? I think this is exactly what people want to hear.
Adam got me all sauced up on the third date. We went through two bottles of champagne and yeah, the rest is history.
So the second date, I show up at least 10 minutes early. Tina's sitting there with cobwebs growing because you know she's been there for 45 minutes.
No, listen, it was Memorial Day 2015.
You had a tab.
I did. I was on my second martini.
You had a tab. Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I had to loosen up for this date.
Anyway. So we go to Barchi, and it's really nice to be in Austin to feel the vibe. It's also really nice to know that we don't live there anymore.
Oh, yeah, because it's completely different. Well, yeah. It's a young person city now.
And I do like it. I do like it for young people, you know, and it's very skewing young. It's 20s, 20s, 30s.
Yeah.
Seems like a great place to be.
Yeah.
Seems like
everyone.
I mean, the people who live and work, certainly in downtown, they are upwardly mobile. They got money.
Oh,
they're beautiful.
They have to in order to live there. They work
for tech companies. Yeah. So they're doing fine.
Yeah. So we had a nice little evening. Went downtown, had sushi, went and had a coffee at another restaurant right down on Second Street.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we went back to the airport hotel.
Right. Which was actually not bad.
Yeah. And we did that because our flight was leaving at 7 a.m. And we're easily an hour and a half, hour 45 right now from the Austin airport. So we didn't want to deal with that.
On the 4:20 shuttle from the hotel.
4:20 a.m.
There's thousands of people.
It reminded me of when I had a newborn getting up like that. It was like awful.
There's thousands of people.
I mean, the security line must have been at least an hour long at 4:30 in the morning.
Now, luckily, the keeper, living up to her name, had decided to book us on Southwest Business Select.
Yes.
Which is basically the same ticket. You get to board a little sooner, and it costs you $200 more.
Yep.
But there's one extra little benefit when it comes to Austin Bergstrom Airport. There's a priority line,
mm-hmm.
and you get to skip the line.
Yes,
and go right to the front.
We're like, sorry.
Hey, hi guys. How you doing? Hey, remember to like and hit, smash that like button.
So we thought, oh, this is a good sign.
Yeah.
This trip is starting out great.
It's saved.
It's not going to be so bad.
So the flight's good. We get in. We get to the hotel. Beautiful downstairs.
Beautiful staff.
We get upstairs to the room.
If we squinted our eyes, we were in the La Quinta. Nothing's wrong with La Quinta, but that's not what we paid for.
The airport Hilton was better.
It was actually nicer.
It was better.
Yeah.
It was just shoddy. It had a balcony with cigarette butts in the planters. One of the windows in the bathroom was cracked.
I can rattle it off.
Please do.
Oh, okay.
Because you have written the letters and spoken to managers.
Because I'm a marketer, mm-hmm. and I always do surveys, I let it loose on my survey to this hotel.
You are a survey master.
I am. That's the marketer in me. Mm-hmm. So we get into the room, and we're like, this is not what the picture looked like on the website. There was no,
at all.
So there was no, there's no dining table in there. So if you wanted to order room service, you were eating
on the bed,
basically on the bed. There were no water glasses in the bathroom. There was
towels were like sandpaper.
The robes were like child size. So when Adam
barely
put on,
covered
it
my butt,
showed his little booty.
Thank you. Little booty is correct. Yes.
The bathroom window was cracked. The tile was cracked.
The toilet wouldn't flush.
The patio was dirty with bird droppings everywhere. There were cigarette butts in the planters. It was for what we had thought we were going to get, it was so far from that.
And
we came to realize
it was not cheap.
Well, exactly. And we came to realize that the pictures on the website was actually of the club lounge, which we had access to.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the room. So it was false advertising.
Yeah.
And that's probably what saved this trip was the club lounge because you got free alcohol. So when we first arrived and we saw this room, we went straight up and started kicking back champagne.
Right. So you get breakfast, lunch, snack.
All alcohol.
Yeah. And Carlton James, who was up there.
Yeah.
In the club. He was fantastic. I'm like, man, I got to become a Bitcoin billionaire so I can hire you to manage the staff. You're fantastic. He really saved it.
But, yeah, he was really nice.
But we're at the pool and there's no one there. There's only one person for the whole pool.
There's bug cocoons all over the walls.
The speakers are distorting.
We're not being snobby. We're just saying value for value for what we paid per night for that hotel. It was not even close to what they advertised. And the pool, there were chunks missing out of the pool surface. I mean, it was worn and tired.
And the main that was just a maintenance issue that was just inexcusable in general. But the real problem they have is they didn't have staff.
Yeah.
They did not have enough people to really run the hotel.
And that's a problem everywhere.
And the prices in general.
I know. Ridiculous.
You know, because, you know, we eat out from time to time. You know, like, okay, whatever. But when you're, you know, in a hotel, you notice the difference in prices. You really notice it.
So we were just like, okay, we're going to make the best of it. So we ended up just having dinner in the room that night. And that's when I found the hole in the sheets. And so then the next day we're like, okay, we're just going to go to the pool. We're going to order a bottle of rosé. Adam's going to drink his obligatory Irish coffee that he always drinks in the morning.
It started with two of those.
Yes.
Now, by the way, I know myself, so I'm, I have my
shirt. Apparently not.
I have my shorts on. I have my t-shirt on. You know, I'm under the parasol.
The umbrella.
Yeah. It's like, I'm just gonna take it easy because I know I
not in the sun at all and did not put on an ounce of sunscreen.
But I wasn't in the sun.
No, you weren't. I was completely in the shade.
Completely covered. I actually did put on sunscreen on my feet so that my feet wouldn't burn as they were sticking.
And here
out.
I am. I'm slathering up. I'm laying in the sun. Yeah. I almost put foil down so I could get a nice crispy tan.
Coca-Cola and olive oil.
I'm in the sun. Got my all my stuff on. I'm trying to enjoy drinking up. So
now actually the guy who was at the pool then,
Travis.
He was great. Yeah. You know, like fantastic gay guy. Like I got a great connection immediately. He knows he's going to be a happy man at the end of this day if he serves us well.
Yeah.
And he did a good job.
He did a great job.
And he brought us the rosé and then we had a couple other. Did we have another glass of, didn't I start with a mimosa that morning?
Probably.
Yeah.
When Adam's on vacation, it's like, I'm drinking all day long.
Pretty much. So then we're like, you know, let's call the Horowitzes because they don't live too far.
And Andrew and Jill, they live in Fort Lauderdale. And Adam's known Andrew for years.
Yeah, shoot, almost 20 years.
He actually does a show with John C. Dvorak,
DH Unplugged. And so he's like, hey, you know, you guys around, have some dinner. Yeah, no worries. Come to the yacht club. We're members.
Oh, wait, I forgot this one little tidbit. So
do you think people are interested in this?
I think so. I mean, I've talked about on Disasters List, but one little tidbit. So there's no screens on the sliding glass doors, so we have the doors open, and birds flew into our room.
Now, here's the difference between Curry and the Keeper.
I don't like birds.
I, of course, am like, hey, little baby, like, let me help you out here. But I know this about you. So I jumped up immediately and had quarantine. There were two of them.
Yes.
Two came in. Like, okay, guys, let's go. Let's get out of here. This is not where you wanted.
Yeah. I was attacked by a bird in Boca Raton. I had to run for my life. But anyway,
This was a crow or something?
It was a black bird, a huge black bird. And I was jogging or running or walking.
You have big trauma.
I have
from
bird
this.
Trauma. Mm-hmm. Yes. The thing
only from this instance?
Yes, because I had to run and hide on somebody's porch. The thing was dive bombing my head. Like, I don't like birds. I don't like birds of any kind now. Mm-hmm. So anyway, go back to the Horowitzes then.
So the Horowitzes say, join us at the yacht club. Now, they have a boat and they're definitely, I would say they're the life of the yacht club. I know Andrew is for sure. And, you know, they always want him to be on the board and stuff. He doesn't want it. I don't think he even wants to do that. So we meet them there. And this
beautiful.
Is a, this is a nice place. Oh, it's fantastic.
Water, gorgeous.
And we go inside and it's very air conditioned. And Andrew is pointing out all this stuff. And here's what we have, you know, here's what we have, the dwarf tossing. And we have... No. They did all kinds of activities and stuff. Oh, it's really nice. But now I'm getting chilly. I don't feel good. And I get this incredible heartburn, right? Like low.
But while we're walking around, though, remember when we were walking around?
Yes. And so I'm not feeling good. I'm not saying anything. I'm trying to keep my energy up. I'm like, you know, maybe this will pass, whatever. And but Tina has this beautiful green flowing dress on.
Strapless.
Which is strapless. So it's right above the boobage. And I'm not even, you know, I like to, when we're walking, I like to hold her hand. And so the minute I'm close next to her holding her hand, I step on her dress. And then she
yeah, because it almost went down.
I know. But then you turn to me and you give me a stink eye.
I gave him the death stare. I'm like, what the?
I'm already feeling bad. I think I'm dying here.
You weren't dying.
I really felt poorly. So, okay, and I'm dragging, and I step on her dress again. I'm walking behind her, and now the stink eye is, like, on fire.
Now I'm like, social distancing.
I'm sorry. 6 feet back. I literally was not walking. I was at least a foot from you. I mean, I was so far behind. But okay, this thing was just long. It was beautiful.
Yes, flowy.
It was very flowy. So we sit down, and there's lots of talk, and I'm like, oh, man. And have a sip of the wine, and you know, what do you want? I said, just give me some chowder.
You know, yeah, you didn't eat anything.
No, I couldn't eat. And then finally, you finally figured out. You say, are you feeling okay? I said, no, I'm really not.
Well, your allergies kicked in for one.
That too. Yeah. So
we're at this beautiful yacht club, and Adam can't enjoy it at all because he's dying inside. Rest of us are on our second bottle of wine.
So here's what happened. Throughout this entire day in the sun with all this wonderful, with all these wonderful adult beverages, I didn't drink a drop of water.
Nope.
Not a drop.
Nope.
So I pretty much put myself into a heat stroke situation.
Yeah.
And yeah. I will never do that again.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you had really bad heartburn too.
All night. And the chills.
And then by the time you woke up in the morning, you were fine.
Yeah.
But he also emerged from laying under the umbrella for 2 days that we were at the pool.
George Hamilton, ladies and gentlemen.
This guy's got a tan like it won't quit.
Hey, at least I got the tan. I mean, so I almost died for
it. When we get home, Lisa, my sister's like, wow, look at your tan. She's like, where's your tan? I'm like, I'm the one that was frying in the sun. I got nothing. And here's Adam, not even in the sun, looking like this tan god.
So now we've got like 2 days left, And this day is a bust. And I say, you know, did you recommend it about me go to Miami to the Bitcoin conference?
I don't remember how it went.
Because they had asked me, and I was actually supposed to go, but then we scheduled our trip. And like, well, Aruba and the Keeper wins over Bitcoin bros any day. But Max Kaiser and Stacy had asked me to do a panel. And so I said, pinged them. I said, hey, you know, I'm in Fort Lauderdale. Our vacation's a bust, but you know, if you want me to come down and be on the panel, I'd be happy to do it, and then I can deduct this whole trip from taxes.
Yeah,
the whole thing, which is like the whole thing, basically became one big prep for this show and for the Bitcoin thing. So I went there. That was actually quite great. Although you had coordinated a full on massage day with pool. And the massage was good, right? Yeah. That was good. But then the heavens opened up and gave you thunder and lightning and rain.
Yeah. Couldn't even go outside.
So now when I left to go to Miami, you said, hey, you know, if they ask you, if anyone wants you to stay for dinner, don't worry about it. I'll be fine. You know, just have your dinner and I want you to feel like you can do anything you want. But I love you, darling. That's what I said. Oh, you're so sweet. Aww. So, you know, I go there and I really wasn't planning on having dinner anyway, but it's around, I don't know, 4:30, and I was at this like a rooftop thing with Roy from the Breeze app, and you know, the Blockstream guys, and we're chatting. And then you send me first a picture of the weather. I'm like, okay, well, that sucks. And then you like, I had some rosé. I'm doing videos on Instagram. I'm like, hey guys, I got to split, man. I gotta go. I got a code red. Back at the hotel.
That's right.
She's
like
sauced up and she's doing, and you sent me this Instagram video where you're like, you got huge lips and eyelashes, and then you're a duck, and then you were a drag queen, then you're a duck, then you were a duck, and then I'm like, guys, I got to go before something bad happens, because she's posting this shit now. I got to go.
I was a little stir crazy in the room. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I might as well do these stupid filters on Instagram.
But you're so cute when you're a little tipsy, because you're about 3 decibels louder than you normally are.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh.
And a little, you are definitely looser.
Oh, are you saying I'm uptight?
No, okay. No. It's like, it's really enjoyable when you're like that and you're not embarrassing.
Oh.
So you don't embarrass yourself. I know you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, she's tipsy. Because you're like, hey, where's this food? Hey, I'm ready for the drink now. Oh. I love you so much.
I love you, too, babe.
You were a true trooper. I know that it ruined it for both of us, but you really held your shit together. I appreciate that.
And I couldn't wait to come home. Yeah. Could not wait. So we're in the Fort Lauderdale Airport. Has anybody ever been to the Fort Lauderdale Airport and the announcements?
I'll give you an
example. I don't care what terminal you're in. The announcements come, what, every 15, 20 seconds?
For your security, we want to make sure that you check your baggage. If not, you see something, say something. Hi, this is the mayor. Human trafficking is a real thing here. So if you see something,
bing bong.
It is forbidden to smoke in the terminal.
Like we didn't know that.
Like, constantly. Okay, okay, and then another thing was, John and Mary Smith, get to your gate because the door is closing. I'm like, do these people not know when their flight takes going. Off? Like, where the hell are you? In the bar?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, we could not wait to get home. And so we got home.
Yeah, the Fort Lauderdale, that terminal announcement system is obnoxious. Just nonstop. And it's the same message, but over. And then there's one, over and over. And in, not like with a 20-minute pause or anything. No. Yeah, Phoebe's little.
She's growling.
Yeah. Because I was making the airport noise.
She wouldn't do well in the airport then.
No, not in Fort Lauderdale.
No.
Don't worry. There's no danger of you
going
there. So,
needless to say, I mean, probably one of the highlights was I got to spend a lot of time with my sister. So, she came on Thursday. So, I got to spend Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and partially Sunday with her, which was great.
Now, guys, check this out. So not only did I marry a keeper, but listen to the bounty I got with it. Lisa, my sister-in-law, she stained our fence, our entire fence, and in 90 degree heat, the whole thing. That's not a small job.
No,
that's three.
No, I helped her on the last.
The last
portion.
Bit. Yeah. The last bit. Mm-hmm. That's just because there was too much wind. Otherwise, she would have completed it.
Yeah.
She detailed my car.
Yes.
Detailed it.
Yes.
I mean, like detailed it.
Yes.
Scratches are gone. There's no, I mean, she did that.
She put together the deck box.
She cleaned the screens on the porch.
She put together the deck box. She put together the our new chaise lounge cushions came in. She put those together and put them on that. And then she put up the weather stripping on the bay door. Yeah. She was like, busy and wanted to do things. So.
Unbelievably kind.
I know.
So cool.
I know.
All this shit I hate doing.
And he wouldn't do it anyway.
That's true. She likes it though.
Yeah.
I know she dug detailing the car. She kept talking about how much fun that was.
I'm like, yeah. And she said she took it to the store and she came back and she's looking at the windshield like, like cleaning the windshield.
little spot here. Yeah.
Yeah, so she...
She can come anytime.
I know. Anytime. Yeah, Lisa's so easy to be around, too. I love having her here. And then I took her to the airport on Sunday, and after I dropped her off, I went over to the Whole Foods in San Antonio, because we don't have a Whole Foods here, and yeah, my brand new car got hit. Yeah, so that was the end of the vacation week.
Well, to be fair, Angel is 6 months old.
Yeah. Well, she's new, and she's...
Not anymore.
Now she's ghetto.
Damaged, she's damaged goods. Sloppy seconds now.
Yeah.
That sucks. Particularly because the driver had an expired license and lucky she had insurance. I mean, the whole thing is a mess.
Yeah. So that was our whole debacle of a week. But you know what? We're alive and things are good. One thing, though, that we did do, and we need to talk about this.
It's on my list.
Do you have anything more about vacation?
No, I know. Look, can I guess what you're going to say now?
Sure.
Church.
Yeah. High five.
Wait.
Oh,
cheers, me baby. Are you drinking? We're not really drinking. What's going on here?
My glass is half empty.
I see. Mine is half full. Oh. That's interesting.
Yes. So we went to the Episcopalian church that I kept being drawn to. And since we were here on Sunday and Adam didn't have to do a show, I said, let's go to church. Let's go check this church out. So we went. And what did you think?
I really enjoyed it. And I enjoyed it for a number. Now, it's not a large church.
No.
How many people do you think?
It was packed, though, because new members were being confirmed. Yeah.
And there was a bishop was there, the bishop from down, not the, or the backup bishop, the assistant
from,
bishop.
From Houston, I think.
Houston, was the Houston or Dallas?
He said there was only one bishop for 86 churches or right. something like that.
Mm-hmm. And now again, you know, I don't really know how all this stuff works, and you know that a lot better than I do, because at a certain point, all of a sudden, everyone's like shaking hands and saying, "Hey, God be with you." I'm like, "What?
Peace be with you."
Whatever.
This is what I found interesting. So I've been to Catholic, been to a Catholic service, Lutheran services, now Episcopalian. The framework is the same.
Right.
It's the same.
Right.
So I don't know what the differences are between all the, the nuances between the different religions, but it's all the same in terms of even going up for communion and saying, just repeating all the different phrases and everything. So I enjoyed it. What I really enjoyed was all seeing all the young people there.
Yes,
which gives me hope.
The whole thing, just everything. The vibe was good. It was, you know, it's like a little mini concert. You know, that's kind of how I view it. Just like with, you know, different people doing, and I love the
hymns. You like the
hymns? Well, interestingly, I know we differ here.
Mm-hmm.
I do like the old school songs.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I have to see what that was. The first hymn we did, dude, that had a transition that was like U2. It was a great chord transition in there. I forgot what it was. It's like, oh, that's interesting. To me, I don't know. I just like the old school kind of the way it was done initially, because everything else, like because I've been with you to the Stone, Austin Stone.
Mm-hmm.
That was a long time ago we went there.
Yeah, when you fell asleep.
Dude, this is not even funny anymore.
I'm kidding. It was after a show, you were exhausted.
We went twice, so I didn't fall asleep both times. It was just, I fell asleep. So they had the modern songs, and here's my problem. To me, it's like, do you remember Stryper?
No.
It was like a hair band from the 80s.
Oh, sure, okay.
And it's just like, there's something that, it doesn't work for me when you have, you know, to do there are lots of popular modern songs that are based around God or religion. But, you know, it takes a songwriter of epic proportions. George Michael, You Gotta Have Faith, just as a kind of an example. There's so many great songs that come down to love and believing, etc. But you can't just have a band and then write a tune and put some God lyrics in there. To me, that just sucks. I'd much rather have the old classic that I can kind of deconstruct in my own way, and it's easy to sing along because it's all like you kind of follow it pretty. It's pretty easy to catch on. So for me personally, I like the old school stuff.
I like the modern,
right.
more progressive type services, of which on Easter Sunday I'm going to the Bridge Church in Fredericksburg, which is much more. Similar.
It seems Bridge? Like, wait a minute. You didn't tell me what church you were going to.
It was called, yes. And Julie, my friend Julie Simon, that's her maiden name. She told me about it. And because she actually invited us to go to church this Sunday with them. And I wish we could, but you have the show.
You can go. I have the show.
I'm going to try going to this Bridge Church, which is very similar to Austin Stone. And I think possibly to her church, which is Grace in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the modern spiritual music. I like it. I like it a lot. So I like raising my hands. I like all that.
See, I don't like the raising
my hands. Yeah, I like all that.
I like the guy with the big staff. when the bishop came in, I'm like, wow, my man's got a big ass staff. And I like the clothes. To me, it's like, I don't know. For some reason, I would not mind going to Bridge or Stone. I'm fine with that. I'll do my hands. Lighter. I just wanted to have my lighter up there.
Like, iPhone.
My iPhone. That's why you can't. Lighters is out. Hello, yeah, Boomer.
Hello, Fire Marshal.
What am I talking about? So,
but now, when we were at the Episcopal Church and we went up, we didn't take communion, but we went up for a blessing. And what did you say after?
I said, amen, and then thank you.
And then you said, man, that guy needs a Tic Tac.
For sure. That was badass, man.
You should have whipped him out, said Altoid.
But then we saw him on the way out, and he was very interested. Oh, nice to meet you.
Where are you from? Where are you traveling from? Which he immediately thought that
so we you wouldn't want to go back there? You'd rather go to the hands in the air?
I want to check
like
it.
You don't care?
I want to check them all out. I really do. Okay. I want to check them all out.
And I'm open to it, but I'm just saying, personally, I've always liked classical music, as you know.
Yes.
So,
yeah. And so
to me, it's like kind of feels right.
We feel, I mean, we definitely feel constantly being touched and nudged by God. And when this whole debacle happened with vacation, our thought was,
could you please give me some more blood of Christ?
I did. Adam.
Come on.
I thought that there was a reason why we weren't meant to be there, and it's completely out of our hands. And that's how I just kind of reconciled it. Yeah.
Wait, say that again.
It was out of our hands. We weren't meant to be there for in Aruba. There was reason we just.
No, I felt that too. You know, I completely agree.
And that.
And we said that in the car as the driver's pulling a U-turn, and we said, well, you know, this is clearly
not meant to happen.
The Lord didn't want this to happen. And, yeah. he said, you know, I was going to tell you all that, you know, the Lord has a plan for you. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that's really kind
of
you. And
so even though it was disappointing, it was accepting. It was very accepting for me to just put that in God's hands. So we're continuing on our faith, and it's interesting. We've received a couple, Adam has started reading Evidence Demands a Verdict.
Yes, this is a great book. Who is it by? I forgot.
Josh McDowell.
Thank you.
Josh McDowell.
Thank you. So I had intended on reading much more on vacation, which for obvious reasons didn't happen. But I did read.
Because he almost died.
Very close to it. I'm lucky to be here.
You look great though with your tan. You.
I mean, I'd leave a beautiful corpse. This that would be good. Like, dude, it's so sad he's dead, but man, he looked good dead.
He's got color.
Who was it that said that live hard, die young, and leave a beautiful corpse? Wasn't that Marilyn Monroe or James Dean? And one of the two, I think, said that.
I know.
Where was I?
The car, being in the car, the guy. Oh, the book, Evidence Demands a Verdict.
So this book, if you're not familiar with it, the premise is it is much more logical, and I'm a very very structured, logical thinker. It's what I do. I deconstruct news. I deconstruct media. I remember things really well, and I like to pull apart how something, you know, I like to get to the bottom of stuff. So, you know, is God real is obviously something that you can't get to the bottom of scientifically or through any other method. And this book starts with the premise that, just so you know, it's much crazier to not believe in God than it is to believe in God. And here's the reasons why.
Mm-hmm.
And just the written word itself throughout thousands of years, how this has been documented, and in what lengths people have gone to document this, and how printing production and methodology has been invented to continue to document the gospel, is that by itself is like, holy crap. Yeah, when you think, because I've always thought, if someone after 2,000 years is still talking about Jesus Christ, he had some massive celebrity cred. Because I know celebrity and fame, and it's hard. Even Beethoven and Mozart, these guys are fading out of memory. You know, they'll always be there, but not like JC.
Well, that's why I liked seeing all the young people when we went to church.
Yes. So, yes.
And I've just read a couple pages of Evidence Demands a Verdict, but I have so many books to read, of which we received the one-year Bible, and that came from Robert and...
Make sure you're talking to the mic, darling.
Robert and Carolyn Stout.
Do you need some light on that?
I think
the studio has everything.
Oh, look at this. Oh, yes. Robert and Caroline. Carolyn Stout, which thank you so much. But I have a question, okay?
Because it's you just say okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So okay. It starts on January 1st. Okay. It's April 12th. So should I start on April 12th?
Yeah.
Or should I start on January 1st? I feel like I'm starting in the middle of a book, though. So if anybody has any advice about that. So I haven't started it because I'm like, well, should I start it?
No, I think you
should. Should I start it on April 12th? Because it starts with the very beginning. You know, it starts with.
All right. Then you just have to wait.
It starts with Genesis.
Then you'll have to wait until January.
That's my question.
This is your New Year's resolution to start reading. I'll read it with you.
Yeah. Yeah. But people keep.
I can't help. It's so interesting that we differ on this music thing. And I was just thinking about it. There's something about it actually is the hands thing that bothers me.
Oh, you don't have to put your hands up, though.
When I see people do that.
It bothers you?
It just feels weird. I'm being honest. I don't know. There's no rational reason for it other than people do this at concerts and sports games all the time. So I don't know.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, like a buffet. We're going to sample everything.
I have prayed once in a while, kind of trying it out.
Oh, I pray all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm doing that. Someone sent me the prayer you're supposed to say 12 times, 3 times a day.
Which is?
Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Do that 12 times?
Yeah.
I do that.
Mm-hmm. I don't ever
Sometimes
ask
Sometimes I get to 8 before I fall asleep.
I don't ever ask for things. I just am. I'm always express gratitude.
So, I don't ask for anything.
I just started following a bunch of people on Instagram, a bunch of faithful people, and they're like, you need to ask. You put it out there and you ask. And actually, I met this woman, the woman I met today in the store, Christy, and she was telling me about how there was something was happening with her, and she was waiting for a call from a doctor, and her phone rang, and she was reluctant to pick up the call. And she said she heard plain as day God say to her, pick up the phone, pick up the phone. And she did it and ended up changing, like having a huge impact on her life. So,
did I ever tell you what Uncle Don said to me?
I don't remember.
So we're going to see Uncle Don in New York in 2 weeks as my dad's interment. And he just, buried his wife, Aunt Meg.
Mm-hmm.
And Don's now 94. But I had a session with him 10 years ago, and he said, you can ask me anything you want. I'll answer as much as I can. And he was huge CIA guy, you know, Bush Senior's personal national security advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, also involved in Iran-Contra, so it's all kinds of stuff. But yeah, there's always issues with everybody, I guess, in intelligence. And he was very honest with me, and he said, Adam, you go to church? I said, nah. And I just remember him saying, I really hope you find a place for God in your life. And I thought it was so interesting at the time. You know, he's this guy who literally he would sit around at night and say, okay, we got to go bomb North Korea, and would have to go and do it, who was saying this. It was just really interesting. And then they had the also Episcopal Church. They had the service for Aunt Meg, and I watched it, mm-hmm. The live streaming,
mm-hmm.
and it was really nice. Mm-hmm. It was a great service. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the church where I was baptized.
Oh.
St. Stephen's in mm-hmm. Armagh. So, now with the interment, my sisters and I are coordinating everything. And
You're coordinating too?
My sisters are coordinating.
You said my sisters and I.
Yes. Here's how it works. Okay, we've coordinated everything. Adam, here's the bill.
I was going to say.
By agreement, and I love them for that, and that's because that's what I'm good at.
Yeah.
I'm good at that. I love helping out where I can.
Okay.
And so, my dad got baptized again when he was, I think, 75, and he was losing his mind, and he was, you know, in a home, and he found a community, kind of like he was reborn in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew that he would like someone to speak, you know, a pastor or something at his interment. And I'm sure the rest of the family who will be there, since they are much more church going than the Netherlands Curries ever were, that they would appreciate it too. And so, you know, we're having this group chat, and so Willow's gotten Father Ian, whatever, I forget who it is. And, you know, and both, I can see that both of them, like, well, I hope not too much church shit. And it was interesting because I might have been like that a few years ago. I'm like, yeah, let's not have too much religious shit going on here. And now I was like,
I like how you say that, religious shit. Like, that's just bad.
Speaking honestly here. You think God cares if I call it religious shit?
I don't think he cares.
I think he's proud of me.
But I think, yes, and I think that our marriage and being on this journey together is probably what has changed your whole thought process about it, don't you think?
I feel much better in general just being on this journey with you.
Oh,
I really do.
Yeah. I feel the same way, too.
We're both
discovering it together.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
Although you know, I like the better music.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I get it.
Okay, Striper. Back off. Back off, Striper.
Anyway, so yes.
I got to play some Striper on this show.
Really?
No. It is indeed very nice. I like it.
Me too.
I like it.
Me too, baby.
And to just bring up this article, which I put in the show notes... So part of my starting to get really interested was Naomi Wolf, and we talked about that. Her Substack, and she just wrote another one, which was, I thought, mind blowing. And what's cool about it?
You have to read this. It's going to be in the show notes. You have to read this.
Yeah, it's
article.
Called "What Is a Miracle."
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about it is that since I've been a little vocal, you know, we talk on this show, people listen to this, but just about our process, our discovery. So people are popping up, and like all these people who I really didn't ever thought about if they were believers or they were saved or whatever the terminology is. And Dave Jones is my partner in podcasting 2.0, is a very interesting source.
He's the one that sent you the article.
He sent me the article. Yeah.
And it's basically an article about how her dog, her dog passes away, and how she finds a rose, a perfectly formed rose underneath the surface of the water. And it was very symbolic for her. And the whole story is
mind blowing.
I sent it to all my friends.
I knew you'd love it. And what did Julie say? Julie wrote you something about that. She had a prediction, which I like because I think she's right. The prediction is looking forward to the article where she and her husband get baptized. Naomi Wolf, Jew, which makes it even more interesting.
Yes, she said, I don't know that I necessarily want to read all of it.
Prediction.
She said, the miracle she inquires about is when that truth penetrates a wandering soul and she accepts the free gift of grace. You got to send me the essay that describes her and her husband's baptism in eloquent detail because it's coming. So, yeah. And I told her that it was that first initial article about how she was writing about faith and evil and then faith and how that just kind of started this whole journey that we're on.
Good. Let's talk about sex now.
Okay.
This is the moment in the show where we need to talk about sex. I know I'm a producer. I know that people are like, okay, great. Okay.
Like Allison says, don't go all Bible-y on me.
Oh yeah. Bible-y. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
We had, our first training session with Phoebe.
Oh yes. Yes. Phoebe's still with us.
Yes, she has not been.
She hasn't been booted.
She's not been kicked off the island yet. She's still with us. She's actually with us in the studio.
Yep.
We have Holly, who is our.
And you said she looks like Hillary Clinton.
Now, she may listen to the show. Her face has the good looking Hillary.
Oh,
Hillary looks haggard now. Hillary was cute back in the day.
With her little bangs and her bob.
Yeah, she does.
And her headband.
Yeah.
When she said, I'm not baking cookies in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's not what she said, but okay, close enough.
Something like that.
I'm not just some little boy cooking big. Stand by my man. That's what she said. You got to do the accent and everything. And then you got to, then when she's code signaling to black Americans, I'm tired no more.
I got hot sauce in my purse. I got
hot sauce.
Anyway. But yes, so Holly came to help us with Phoebe, which she said doesn't have too many issues, but she can, in 8 lessons, she could teach her how to get a beer out of the refrigerator.
It was, I learned a lot. I liked it. I liked this first lesson. I was like, oh, okay. I see how the dog mind works. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, it is.
Pretty damn simple.
Yeah.
I'm excited. You have to understand, when I do something, as you know, I'd like to do it really, really well.
Yeah, so the very first meeting, so it's an introductory meeting, she's like, you know, you need to get her this collar. It's got a little bit of a choke chain on it. You need to get it. And you also need to get her this jolly ball because she needs to go out and she needs to be playing out in the backyard.
So wait a minute. No, the reason was a jolly ball, which is like an oversized ball.
A hard plastic ball.
She said these dogs, they'll like to move it around. They'll like rub against it and they'll move it with their body. That's what they like to do. I was like, okay.
So Adam immediately on Amazon.com ordered jolly ball, ordered collar.
Collar, yeah.
So we get the jolly ball and we throw it outside and we're like, Phoebe, play with the jolly ball. She's looked at the ball like, what the hell do you want me to do with that?
Are you insane?
She has not. That ball is a lawn ornament now sitting out there doing absolutely nothing.
I think I asked the trainer if she could teach the dog to play chess with me on one of those lawn chess pieces, you know, the big chess pieces. If you can get her to do it, get me a beer.
She literally does nothing.
She doesn't care about
that. She dances for her bones, and that is it. Oh, and she's happy to see us. So
when there's something amiss, she's a great guard dog.
So we have this jolly ball. If anybody else has a jolly ball.
Does anybody want a jolly ball? Because we'll send you ours.
Because it's a lawn ornament now.
And Lisa's just making fun of me the whole week.
Yeah, because now you've started using it as an ottoman outside.
Yeah, she said, has Phoebe used her jolly ball? Shut up.
So we're excited about the training, and we were equally excited when we got home from vacation to see how excited she was to see us, and she was really happy.
So that means she's
truly bonded to us. Yeah. So that's good.
She lays on her back, tail down, paws in the air for you.
Yeah,
she'll do anything for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she's still around. So that's good. But that has nothing to do with sex. You start off like, let's talk about sex.
No, I know. I was just a tease. I have nothing to say. There's no talk to share.
But what was exciting, though, a couple weeks ago, you were prepping for the show. I was on the phone and I started yelling like, Adam, 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 come here, come here, come here.
Oh, yeah.
Going across our land, and Phoebe was just focused
freaking
on it.
Out.
We had, I don't know.
20?
20 turkeys.
Wild turkeys. Big turkeys.
Big turkeys. Yeah. And that's the first time I've ever seen that. And as soon as she ran outside, she was going, the turkeys were gone. They were like, oh, we're out of here. That was kind of cool, though. We've never seen those.
And it was exactly
made
the
me
way.
Hungry for mashed potatoes and gravy.
It's exactly how they draw turkeys waddling across the road in the cartoons. They were just like that. Strutting like this, remember?
Yeah, they were huge too, huge. But they had the red necks.
Gobble gobble.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
Oh, so now, so where are we at now? So we're more tired than we were before vacation. I am at least.
Yeah, we're more tired.
But we did kind of agree that if there's a place we're going to and it's not as good as our own home, we just shouldn't go.
No, I know. We're going to New York next Friday. So
oh, God willing.
I hope that nothing happens.
Hopefully, because this is the ceremony for my dad. It's a little mini reunion. My sisters are coming in, one from Italy with her kids and husband, one from Holland with her kids and husband.
Oh, Guido's coming?
Guido's coming.
Oh, nice.
Christina's flying in.
Yeah.
And then she's going to come back to Texas with us for a couple of days. So please let the flights work.
Please.
For everybody. It would just be so. We got a huge Airbnb with, we're like 10 people.
This should be fun.
And so when the three of us arrive with Christina, they said that, you know, they'll have, Alessandro's going to cook. So we'll have, a big Italian meal ready for us when we get there. I think we're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
No, don't say that.
We're getting there.
So should we thank a few people?
Yes, I would like to read through the Boostergrams. Okay. A little disappointing people on the Boostergrams.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Nobody's listening to us, Adam.
You see,
We're talking to ourselves.
No, people are listening to us, but the whole point is to prove that this can be self-sustaining. It is because we can afford the wine because it was free. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks,
Greg and Leah. But to start learning about Bitcoin and having a little bit of fun, I'd like to make a suggestion. If you'd like to support the show, use the Breeze app, Breez. And you can find it at breeze.technology. And what's great about it is it will help you buy Bitcoin with your credit card or debit card. And then you can immediately, it's a podcast player in there, you can immediately support the show. So it's a wallet where you can have Bitcoin, which all the kids are talking about. So there's no excuse to say, I don't know how to do it, because everybody can do this now. And then you can support us with your boostograms or your boosts, like Cyan Pig. Let me see. I thought I had some. Where are the messages here? Are there no messages? I'm telling you, we only got boosts, no boostograms.
No?
Nope.
None?
No. Let me see.
Nobody's listening.
They're listening, but they're not doing it right. Cyan Pig.
Well, we had the one lost one, remember? That
yes.
You said you found. That was from, who was that from?
Oh, yeah. Please find that. That was a big one.
Yeah.
Displaced Citizen, thank you. Azure Fox, which is the default name in Breeze, thank you very much. We also did have two nice donations that came in through the website. If you want to send it in a different way than through a podcast app, you can go to curryandthekeeper.com. And unfortunately, people not leaving their names. So we got 234,330
Satoshis
from an unnamed donor. Another one was 22,443. We really appreciate that. That pretty much saved it, along with two checks that we received. The first one is from Alan. Alan Adler. He's in Rolling Hills, California. $50 check, which we really appreciate. And he says, hi, Adam. I got this from the P.O. box. I picked it up today. Mm-hmm. I was shocked when I got my latest Mensa bulletin, since it featured Kamala Harris in the Mensa Hall of Fame. And he enclosed the copy of the Los Angeles Mensa newsletter. Now, for those of you who don't know, Mensa is the Society for Intelligent Fuckers.
Like super smart people.
Like super smart people, yes. And so that's the type of people that listen to our show, baby.
Yes.
Mensa people.
Awesome.
So no slouches. So apparently Kamala Harris, our vice president, is a Mensa member. And Alan says, I didn't even know she was a Mensa member. Use the info as you see fit. If at all, it seems to lend credence to your theory that she's not dumb, but stoned all the time.
That's John's theory.
Yeah. Enclose a check for your podcast, Curry and the Keeper. Being somewhat clueless on how to use your Satoshi contributions, I'm going to resort to the old-fashioned paper check. Also, please forgive any typos, since I'm using a real electric typewriter without correction. Hope you get a chance to put up a nice beam and tower at your new QTH. This is ham code.
Oh.
Because Alan is also a Whiskey 6 Victor Alpha and 73s from Kilo 5 Alpha Charlie. Adam is a
ham nerd.
You see this? I see it. This is what's called a QSL card.
I know
card.
You had one of those, I remember. He's showing me this card with his ham number on it.
And what you do is when someone...
He's a nerd.
When you receive someone's signal, you send them your card and they send you their card.
In the mail.
In the mail, old school.
You email it.
No. Post office. It, preferably post office is how we roll.
All right.
Thank you, Alan. You had another one there?
Yes. This was from Master Cauldron, and he sent 95,000 boosts. So
Hey guys.
Insert a hair flip and eye roll. Classic YouTube. It's been a little bit, and I wanted to follow up to make sure the 95,000 boosts was figured out, and you found it. I don't know what happened to it, but you had found it.
I did. It was buried deep, but we found it. And we really appreciate it. So 95,000 sats is not bad.
Thank you. And then also wanted to thank my friend Trish. I have so many new Instagram friends. I just love them all. I correspond with them all the time.
Do you understand that you are now a celebrity podcaster?
No, I don't.
You are.
I don't feel that way at all. But anyway, Trish, thank you for the generous $50 donation. But she also sent the Midwestern Survival Guide, which is so funny because it talks about everything that I was raised with as a Midwesterner. So this
can you give us an example? Can you
give
us one example?
And I can't see because the studio is too dark. But But it's how we talk, love, work, drink, and everything with ranch. This is such a great book. So thank
That's
you,
funny.
Trish.
Tina is indeed. Can I have some ranch?
Ranch on our pizza, for sure. Of course.
And I don't know who I am, but I've started doing that too. Like, let me dip my pizza slicing your ranch.
Pepperoni and pineapple.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
Is there any more? Because you know what? Do you have any more? Is that it?
Well, for you, I have so much more, but I have nothing on my list at the moment.
But we did get an email from Robin Breedveld, and I believe he's in Holland.
Breedveld, yes.
Breedveld.
Yeah, Robin Breedveld.
And he said, I just finished listening episode 3 through 9 of your podcast, and I love it. Exclamation point. You have a wonderful, deep, warm podcasting voice, and your stories are great. I'm a totally fan of your sense of humor. Thank you, Robin. I hope you like my Instagram story that I just posted.
What did you post?
The one with the duck face.
Oh. The sauced up, the sausagram.
The rosé sausagram.
Sausagram
show title.
And thank you, darling, for always doing a great piece of art for the show.
I know, Canva. I'm not an artist. But he has a few questions, so let's answer his questions.
Question time.
I have a few questions since I think we deserve to get to know you better. So I'll answer them. I think you should answer too.
Well, wait, should I be asking the questions?
No, I'll ask them.
Okay.
What do you eat for breakfast?
Is this for me or for you?
For me, but let's answer for both of us.
Okay.
What do I eat for breakfast? Oh my gosh, it varies. Since I have a complete distaste for eggs, I have a really hard time eating protein in the morning, which I need to eat. But it varies.
You have ovum phobia.
I have definitely ovum phobia. But probably my favorite breakfast is toast with peanut butter and bananas.
I don't see you eat that very often.
But that's probably my favorite. What
do you eat on a typical morning?
Oh, my keto cereal that has protein in it, which is not my favorite.
All right, my turn.
You eat those stacks that are like little haystacks that taste like shrubbery.
Did I say anything about your breakfast?
You just went...
After... Yeah, true.
Yes, you did.
True. Blah, keto. Keto. Fucking fad shit. All right. So
what?
It's a fad.
Oh, okay.
Because I love the keeper with all my heart, I try to keep my egg intake to a minimum. This started a long time ago. I used to eat eggs regularly.
Seriously?
You know
it doesn't bother me.
It's just something that I just like. She doesn't, because I know, if I may, your ovum phobia, I know where it comes from. It's very triggering, and there's a visual component to it that
cannot be denied. The toast
I don't do that. But honestly,
and my favorite egg.
Here's my favorite. Whenever I'm in a hotel, this is what I get when Tina's not around. I get fried eggs over easy with bacon, toast, and home fries.
Babe, you can get that. I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
But I thought that the runny yolk that is oozing over the toast.
They're baby chicks, okay?
The embryo of this chicken is sopping into the bread. And I'm just and I put my fork in there, and then there's a little bit of yellow yolk that drips down on my lip.
And I'm like, I'm not kissing you, dude. You got egg breath.
So this is why I long ago went like, I just chill on the egg. So if anything, now I get scrambled eggs because I know there's less yolk.
That is issue. Love, people.
That is love.
But you eat the stacks. He eats these.
Let me tell you. Again, just jumping all over me like you own the place, which you do, partially. Okay. So I have three basic breakfast food groups. You just heard about one. Sometimes I'll make that at home. Sometimes. Once in a while. In general, I have two different breakfasts. One is, what are they called?
Stacks.
They're not stacked.
They're shredded wheat.
Shredded wheat.
But they're like huge pillows.
People know what shredded wheat looks like.
Shrubbery.
No. So I like shredded wheat.
Shrubbery wheat.
Shrubbery wheat. And I'll put two of those pillows in a bowl with a little bit of butter on top, Irish butter. Then I'll put, since we don't I also don't drink milk anymore because I've been told that, why would you drink cow pus? So I have almond milk, and then I put salt on it, and then I put it in the microwave for 1 minute and 20 seconds, and then I take it out, put some more salt on it, and then I
You have
it.
To salt that up because it's tasteless. It's, you're eating weeds.
No, it's cardboard. Now, that, I like that because it works very well for my system. Enough said.
No need to go.
Now, I will alternate that with my other favorite, which is the granola with vanilla yogurt.
Yes.
And I'll eat a huge bowl of that.
Yeah.
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 Supplemented with a chocolate croissant or whatever else is available. With coffee. And when we're on the road or in a hotel, I will also have a large orange juice. I don't know why I don't do that at home, but I don't.
Yeah.
The orange juice is only on the
road. And see, I don't drink my fruit. I just don't drink my fruit. I don't drink my meals.
Don't
I
gotta, drink your men.
I'd rather eat an orange than drink an orange. Mm-hmm. So Adam's, he okay. goes, you go into different phases. You do a lot of apple juice and then you do orange juice.
I've had a chocolate milk phase.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am weird that way. I'll latch on to something and I'll do it for weeks and then
he's done.
Done.
Yeah.
Cottage cheese. I'm a big cottage cheese.
Yes, also I've been eating that in the morning too. Cottage cheese. Because I need protein. I'm having a hard time getting my protein.
Okay, that's question one. How many more left?
It's just a few. What was your favorite book as a child? Gosh, I mean, as a child, probably mine was Charlotte's Web.
Really?
Mm-hmm. My family, my parents were not big advocates of reading, so I didn't develop the love of reading, where my daughters have that because they got that from their dad. They're just voracious readers. I read a lot more now, but yeah, I don't remember like just diving into books as a child. How about you?
There's two. One that I thought of recently, but really the main, it wasn't just one book, it was a series of books. It was Tom Swift, written by Victor Appleby or Applebaum. And really, these books were written in 1900, 1906, but I didn't know that at the time. Tom Swift was an inventor. His dad was also an inventor, and he would invent stuff like a spaceship and a submarine. It would be Tom Swift and his undersea laboratory. And you can tell, very influential on me. Inventing stuff.
Yeah, because you're an inventor.
Bits and bobs and putting it together. I had no idea that this was from 1900. I think 10 or 12 years ago, I wanted to do some audiobooks. These are all in public domain now because they've been around so long. You can republish them, do whatever you want. I want to do an audiobook. And I'm reading it, and it's like, there's a lot of, like, slave shit in there. It's like, you know, mass of this and mass of that from his... Not really... Just, it was the era, 1900 and, you know, 1912.
Wow.
And I was and the N-word even. And I didn't realize this as a kid, because it was an inventor book.
Huckleberry Finn, too. Like, it wasn't as toxic.
I didn't like Tom Sawyer. I loved Huck Finn. My grandmother gave me both Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn in a bound book set. And I remember this because one of them had a grape jelly stain on it.
Oh,
I loved Huck Finn. I love when he was on the raft. The other book was The Happy Hollisters. And you don't know The Happy Hollisters?
No.
This is a book about a Florida family that lived on Captiva Island, and they would have adventures and solve crimes.
This is the equivalent to Nancy Drew.
Yes. Well, yeah, the Hardy Boys.
Oh, the Hardy Boys.
The Hardy Boys, but then the Happy Hollisters, they were in Florida, and they were, you know, finding buried pirate treasure, and then the poachers were after the sea turtles' eggs.
Definite insight into how your mind works, for sure.
Totally,
yeah.
And I'm appreciative of this question because it brings out a lot. And my parents were very encouraging of reading.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, my parents were massive
readers. Yeah, I wish mine were too. Yeah,
they were massive readers.
My daughter's father was very encouraging of that.
That would be your ex-husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, you exactly. Can say, it's okay. You can say it. It's all right.
And yeah, so my daughters are, like I said, they're voracious readers.
Yeah. When you get started, you don't mess around. You read a book like, you read right through it.
I'm reading a book now called
Allison is calling. She's saying the show's too long.
Is it? Oh, okay. No,
I'm sorry, just finish the book.
Okay, so the next question is...
What book are you reading? You're going to tell us what book you're reading.
Is it The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo?
Yes.
Hugo?
People on the plane are like, that's a great book.
Yeah.
Talking to you about
I'm a little bit... I'm about 100 pages in. Mm-hmm. I like it. It's fiction. I like it. Usually I read a lot of nonfiction books.
Next week?
Yes, next week.
Starting Monday?
Yes.
It's Caribbean week here.
It's Caribbean week?
Yes.
Oh, what does that mean?
It means I'm going to make cocktails for you when you come home. We're going to have our own little Caribbean vacation.
Oh.
Yes.
We're going to New York next week.
No, but that's Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to have
effing vodka. What made you think of that?
Oh, I'm going to have effing vodka. I'm going to put some...
leads me to the third question.
I'm like some little vacation for you. Before you go any further. You, okay. All right.
If you could instantly change one thing in your life right now, what would you change? For me, it would be, if I could instantly change one thing, it would be not being so obsessed with trying to lose weight. That would be mine.
Wow, that's a big one, babe.
Yeah. Yeah. I have huge, huge body dysmorphia issues and, even though I'm not overweight, I have, tackling it big time.
You mean outside the fact that you are a beautiful, beautiful woman?
Yeah. It's just, it's embedded from childhood and I'm trying to work on that.
I understand.
So if I could change one thing, I wish that was gone because it's a shackle for me. I know that's kind of a Debbie Downer, but sorry about that.
If I could change one thing. I would like my dentist appointment to be over and my teeth fixed.
Adam's going to the dentist. I looked at the dentist. I love this dentist too. New dentist here in the whole country.
I'm glad.
And I looked at him and I said, you're going to make a lot of money off my husband.
Yeah, I have issues.
Oh.
It's time. But I'm looking forward to working with a really good dentist. Because I just want to get...
Do you want me to go and hold your hand during it? Sure?
No, I should be okay.
Okay.
Thank you for asking. Thank you for offering. I just want to get some... Just fix this shit and get it done with. And then I want teeth that'll be... I take good care of my teeth. I really do.
You do. You haven't been to the dentist in years.
Yeah. That's... You know, one is a divorce. And then I was too busy getting you sauced up. COVID.
It worked. And then and COVID. Then COVID. And you almost died on vacation.
Almost passed away. You know, it's all this stuff. But Tina made me an appointment and I'm very excited about going. I'm not excited about the work because there will be a lot of work, but I'm excited about getting it all done and just being done.
Yeah. I think that's good. I'm really happy.
Because once it's done, then I'll be good.
And there's so much tied to your dental.
Yeah.
Last question. Mm. Have you ever kissed a woman? And I don't mean a kiss on the cheek. And I'd have to say, yes, I have.
What? What?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Where was this 20 minutes ago when the sex portion of the show was supposed to kick in? You're doing this at the end?
Well,
Stop. Excuse me. This is... All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks so much.
This is... Count on the Dutch. This is a revelation that I myself have never heard this admission.
But it wasn't. It was more.
Stop. Stop. I would like the scenario, the scene, the setting. I would like to know every single detail because I feel this is the one and only time I'm going to get to enjoy anything like this. Please tell me. So how old are you? I'll interview you. So would you say this was a sexual female?
You're creating something that really is not
okay,
what it is.
That's fine. That's what I do.
Okay.
Was this your first sexual female kiss? It was not a party joke. It was not spin the bottle. It was like, let me try this out.
No, it was not like that
at
all.
Were you sauced and drunk?
It was more of a joke.
A joke? Really? Yeah. That's how it started.
Oh, you look so disappointed.
Yes. I know the person you kissed?
You do not know her.
Oh, this is, yeah, she's, this is a, can I Google her?
It was really kind of a joke to kind of mess with some other people. That's what it was. So it wasn't anything that I'm not attracted to women at all in
was
that way.
Was she cute?
Yeah, of course.
What was her name?
That's all I'm going to say about that. So, oh, wow. I mean, it wasn't anything that I was not, like I said, it was not like a sexual thing at all. It was more of a joke and trying to like.
But Tina, would you like to explore this side of your sexuality? It's in your DNA.
I'm fine, Adam. Thank you. I'm happy with where I'm standing right now.
Am I enough for you? If I'm not enough, just
baby,
let me
you're
know.
More than
if
enough.
If I'm not enough, oh, there you go. If I'm not enough, you let me know. You let me know. I'll do whatever I need to do. Yes. Just like Will Smith. I'll slap a brother.
Oh, anyway, so let's see if I have anything else on my list. Oh, I just wanted to give a shout out to Catherine's mom. Her name is Kathy. So
our biggest fan, I understand.
Yeah, and Catherine told me that Kathy sends out a newsletter, and she now refers to COVID as the COOF update.
Nice.
We're
influencing millions.
So I wanted to definitely say hello to that.
Are we on this newsletter?
Oh, no. Hey, can we get on this newsletter?
What is this newsletter?
What do we need to do?
I like this
idea. Well, she's a holistic healer. So, yeah. So,
excellent.
I apologize if I'm not characterizing that correctly because I've never met her, but I hope to. But yes, Catherine shared that with us. And the other thing I have on my list is...
I like your list.
Yeah, is how I've been terrorizing you with laundry.
Okay.
Well, so all so right. I was doing.
Here we go. So here we go. Okay, gentlemen.
Wait.
Let me. So, if you two want your woman to be kissing other women, here's what you do: just follow these laundry rules.
Okay. Give me a break. This is way before I met you. This is years ago. Uh-huh. No. So I was doing laundry before the trip because I wanted to get everything done. Yeah. And
by the way, if I may say. Just a reminder, I am forbidden from doing any laundry. I always offer, can I help?
Oh, am I fine?
Can I carry?
I'm fine.
Can I carry anything for you? No, I'm already doing it. It's my favorite.
I do.
I'm already there. I'm already halfway there. You don't need to carry it now. You should have obviously anticipated this yesterday.
It's just like somebody looking at you after you've set the table and say, hey, can I help?
Bullshit. That's so not true. And what happens, the dryer's not working!
Our dryer is possessed.
It's a piece of shit.
Anyway, really so is. I think, what was it?
I don't know.
I think it was, it the socks that was sitting on the ground? And
oh, okay. And then, all right, everybody.
Wait a minute. We have this laundry basket, and I tug the laundry basket into the laundry room, and I'm doing laundry, and I'm trying to get ready for the trip. And was it the socks that was there? I can't remember. The socks was on the ground. And I'm like, where did these socks come from?
Okay, stop. Okay. So typically, when the laundry basket is not there, not just I, but you also put stuff in the spot of the laundry basket so that it can be included in the laundry basket. And I put a pair of socks there. And then it was some remark. I'm going to paraphrase. I'm going to paraphrase. As Tina is walking with a basket full of clothes somewhere, she's like, I saw your socks on the ground.
No, I was in the middle of laundry.
I saw your socks on the ground. So
I said, where did these socks come from?
So what did I do? What did I do, gentlemen? I picked up the socks and I bundled them with my dirty t-shirt and dirty underwear and stuffed them away.
And hid them.
Waiting for the basket to return so that when the basket was there, I could put them in the basket. And this was some surprise to my wife. She's like, what? Why would you do that? Why? What? I don't understand.
No, so I came back and go, where did the socks go? Like, where did they go? And he turns around, he pulls out this bundle that he hid in the closet, and I go, oh my God, I'm terrorizing you with the laundry, aren't
I? Yes, you are. But there are things I know
I'm so
there,
sorry.
I know there are things that women do for men. I know there are things you do for me that I don't even know. I don't need to know them. I know there are things you put up with that I don't need to know. This is what men do for the women they love.
They hide their laundry.
If they're smart. If they're smart, oh, they will do this.
So I'm sorry I'm terrorizing the no, laundry. I didn't
okay.
mean to.
It's okay. No, it's okay. I enjoy growing old with you.
Aww.
I really do.
I know you've always said that. Grow old with me.
And we're gonna have a good. We're having a good time.
Yeah,
we're having a good ass time.
Yeah, we are. We are.
All right.
And I know we need to come to an end. We're out of wine.
What?
We're out of wine. We drink it all.
Did you drink any?
Did I drink? I drank two glasses.
Oh, good for
I just,
you.
And
thanks,
I just,
Greg.
Yeah, thank
it was
you,
good
Greg.
And Leah.
Great.
Thank you. It was
and
good.
For okay. sure. Thank you. And I just wanted to make this one final point was okay. that Julie, my friend who's bought the property here.
Your future girlfriend here in town.
She sent me her grandma's book who went through the Holocaust mm-hmm. and her grandma passed away a few weeks ago. And so I just wanted to honor her. And I read her book, All But My Life. And I looked at her documentary, which was on HBO. And I watched her speech on when they won the Oscar for the documentary. Mm-hmm. And it just, I don't know this woman, but for some reason, it just touched my heart so dearly. And
did
I just
you watch
wanted,
the documentary?
I did. And I just wanted
when did
to
you
give,
watch that? I wasn't here.
I watched it at work.
I would like to watch
it. Oh, it's lovely. It's absolutely lovely.
Because I know a lot about the Holocaust, and I would love to see that.
Yeah, and so
and
I,
didn't Obama give her
the Medal of Freedom? Mm-hmm.
And didn't he just recently, on 60 Minutes, wasn't there a piece on her?
Oh, I don't know about that, but he did tweet when she had passed away. And so I just wanted to just
nice.
Put that out there that she did pass away and send my condolences to Julie and her family. And like I said, even though I've never met this woman, I'm just like, it has a piece of my heart. You know, and it just...
Even having not met her, I've met so many women like her. I already feel like I know her. And I look for... Because I growing up in Holland, you know, I grew up with my friends and they would have grandmas who had numbers tattooed on their arm.
Yeah.
She must have had numbers tattooed on her.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But her name was Gerda Weissman Klein. So anyway, she was 98. So
well, you know, once Julian, Ben, and the whole clan move out here, you know, we're gonna have to start a new podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
It's called the Fred Freaks.
So I've got you. Got anything on your list?
That's about it, darling. I would like to remind everybody that this is a pure value for value proposition. If you like what you're hearing, please just support podcasting 2.0. It's really worth it. Get it started. Go to newpodcastapps.com and send us wine. We really do.
Send
like,
us alcohol.
Send us alcohol. We'll work for juice.
That's
basically it. Tina Marie, I love you.
I love you too, Adam.
I love doing this podcast with
you. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
See
you in 2 weeks, baby.
Keeper.